Well, Coach, a good start to the season here in Seattle. Tell me about this hockey club.
Well, it's a good start. We're hitting a little bump here. We got to be a little bit more consistent the last two games. We haven't played as good as we can defensively. You know, we're a team that likes to push the pace offensively and hard forecheck and create some offense from the back end. But on the same hand, we have to be more detailed defensively, and that's hurt us here a little bit.
Do you think that just sort of comes as early in the season, things are a little easier and they're not quite as tight checking, and then as you get a little deeper and a little deeper, those details start to become more important?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, you've got young guys that come in on every team, and you're building different chemistry, and the roles are trying to sort themselves out. So for sure, the games are a little bit more scrambly early on, and it does correct itself. Just like we're talking about now, we have to get better in those areas. I'm sure there's a lot of other teams saying the same thing, and so you're going to have to work harder for your goals and be much tighter checking defensively.
How important was last season in the development process for this hockey club, getting into the playoffs, having that playoff run, the heartbreak that you went through, the lessons you took from that experience leading into this team, maybe taking another step forward this year?
Well, down the stretch last year and in the playoffs, you learn how to play in big games, and you learn what it takes to win in some big games. And then, to be able to taste the playoffs was a lot of fun for our guys. And, and they remember the pain of losing Game 7 in overtime. So it definitely has fueled us early on through camp and through the early part of the season, But and now it's time to move on as well and take that next step and, believe that we're an upper echelon team and play like it every game and not be satisfied.
From the point that you got here, what are the biggest improvements you can say this hockey club has made? How different a team are you guys on the ice right now?
Well, you know what? I think our scouting staff has done, since I've been here, a great job of restocking the shelves. I came in and there's a few good players that were 16, the Theodores and these guys, and I've grown with them, and now they know the system, and some of the forwards up front know what I expect in the system we play. And but you see that the players that are coming through, the Bear and the Kolzar and the Barzell, these guys are top 16-year-old players, and we had the Grop, that's 17-year-old player. They're top players that are, our organization's done a nice job of putting in the locker room, and now it's for me, it's to keep them going, keep them working, making sure they're not slowing their development, and making sure we're pushing them every day. And so I think just the depth of the organization, from when I first got here to now, it just seems to be deeper.
Well, and from your perspective, do you feel like you've gotten more comfortable in a role as a head coach in junior hockey?
You know what, it's like anything you do. I mean, experience is experience, right? You learn a lot about your players. You learn what works, what doesn't work. You're always, hockey or any sport, it's not an exact science. So you're always learning and you're always adjusting. And I think that's what makes it exciting, because it's not predictable and you got to be on your toes. But I definitely think I know more now than I do year one, for sure.
How important was it for the hockey club? You have Grop commit this week and come. Barzell decided to come at the draft last year. You're getting those high-end guys that you selected coming here and showing that momentum that guys want to be a part of this organization.
Well, it's very important. You have to have top-end players to compete for a championship. You have to draft well, and you have to run a program that those top players want to come and be part of. And, I believe with the amount of players coming to our team now that everyone's excited to be a Seattle Thunderbird, and we have a reputation that we're going to have a good future, and it's an exciting time for fans here in Seattle.
Talk about Barzell. What a start he's had as a 16-year-old. Have you seen anybody come in and make an impact like that as early in his career?
Well, I've only been back here a few years, but I'll tell you what, it's pretty impressive. I mean, you look at his numbers and, there's still some things he has to prove, away from the puck and stuff, but he's way ahead of where he was to start with the puck, and the plays he makes is exceptional. He's out there, he's on the number one power play, his unit's the number one power play, and a lot of the games he is the main guy playing against the other team's top lines. We're not hiding him a lot of games and trying to get him success. He's a good hockey player, and it's pretty impressive to watch a 16-year-old that can go out and accomplish what he accomplishes. And he's not he's not even a big guy yet. He's a small guy, but he's deceivingly strong and deceptive speed out there. So he's a special player.
Lastly, let me ask you about the two former Thunderbirds that are on the Broncos now, Connor Sanvito, Andrew Johnson, traded away in the summer. But just talk about your experience with them and what they brought to your team.
Well, you know what, Sanvito, he's a good kid. He grew up a lot with me. I think we had a rocky start to his career coaching when I was coaching him. But I'll tell you what, he's a good kid. He made some adjustments and became a valuable part of our hockey club and through the playoff run. And I used him in every situation. And, you know, I'm glad to see it looks like he's going on and playing well there because he is a good kid. And he definitely grew up over the 2 years I had him. Johnson, another good kid that came in and helped us, competes hard every day, works hard, real good team guy. It's just a matter of, we had to find some space for some of these younger guys, and we didn't think we could get him the ice time that he deserves or wanted, and so we had to make those moves. But they're definitely quality people.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.